from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An FBI spokesman says they're still looking for a mysterious baggage handler at the Philadelphia airport. A U.S. Airways flight had to be offloaded and all the luggage searched after reports that an unauthorized person may have helped load bags onto the plane.
Police say two baggage handlers who were putting suitcases on U.S. Airways Flight 1070 to Bermuda noticed a third baggage handler who was in uniform did not have his security badge on. That man walked away before police arrived. The plane was turned around on the runway, evacuated, and searched. Police found no sign of anything illegal on board the plane. They haven't been able to find that mystery baggage handler.
ABC's Alex Stone. A Senate Republican campaign committee has pulled an ad off the air following a report it wanted to create the commercial in West Virginia featuring characters that are supposed to look like Hicks.
Obama's messing things up.
In the ad, three men sit at a counter wearing ball caps and flannel shirts. They say their current governor, Democrat Joe Manchin, is not bad in Charleston. But when it comes to policies in D.C.,
he turns into Washington Joe.
Politico reports the talent agency that hired the actors was seeking characters that look hicky, like coal miners or truck drivers. Both Senate campaigns in West Virginia have condemned the ad, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee has ordered it off the air and off YouTube. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
New developments in the case of the woman who says her husband was murdered by Mexican pirates while jet skiing on a lake along the border. The sheriff in Zapata County, Texas, says the Mexican side of that lake is controlled by cartels, and Mexican officials may be scared to search for the body.
Sometimes the efforts of the Mexican government on the state level, the local level, are somewhat impeded simply because of the fact they're frankly afraid to go into this area.
David Hartley's body still has not been recovered. Retail sales stronger than expected last month, but the market showed the Dow lost 23 points today, NASDAQ up 3. You're listening to ABC News.
Stop by the Home Depot today and get 10% off every appliance of $398 or more. And with free haul away and delivery on great brands like GE, Maytag, and LG, we're lowering the cost of getting things cooking, or cleaning, or washing, drying, freezing, or baking, all with 10% off and free haul away and delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 20th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Time and money. Your Bay Area Midas wants to save you both. Come in for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes, all for just $19.99. That's an oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for just $19.99. Helping you save time and money. That's the Midas Touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes, and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
President Obama preparing to veto a bill that he thought could lead to more foreclosures.
Even though the legislation passed easily, allowing businesses to accept documents notarized in other states, consumer groups flagged this as a case of unintended consequences. They complain the law might make it too easy to foreclose prematurely on homes. President Obama is using a pocket veto and sending the matter back for revisions once Congress returns from recess.
ABC's Ann Compton. The FAA is proposing new rules for those who fly medical helicopters.
The rules have been years in the making, and aviation experts say they will save lives by requiring equipment on medical helicopters to warn if the chopper's too close to the ground. There are also stricter requirements for pilot training and rest. But aviation attorney Gary Robb says the FAA left out one key piece of safety equipment, night vision goggles.
The vast majority of air ambulance crashes occur at night under low visibility conditions.
The goggles are pricey, $6,000 to $8,000, but Rob says that money can be made back in just one emergency flight. Lisa Stark, ABC News, Washington.
16 people have died in medical helicopter crashes this year. There have been 6 of them. Don't read too much into this. However, a new study says the parents of girls are more likely to split up than the parents of boys. This is ABC News.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. The board of directors for Caltrain has voted for a 7% fare increase and some service cuts that it says solves this year's budget problem, but it's projected that Caltrain will face more money problems next year. A vote is scheduled today on the state budget proposal. We'll keep you up to date throughout the afternoon. And Governor Schwarzenegger is appealing a federal decision to deny disaster funds to the city of San Bruno after last month's deadly gas pipeline explosion. And let's get into the KGO 24-hour traffic center.
San Francisco, northbound 280 before Mariposa Street. Injury crash, three cars in the left lane. Sunnyvale, Lawrence Expressway, northbound after 101. An injury accident in the two right lanes. Chappelle Homes fall countdown starts now. Don't miss this great opportunity to own a quality-built Chappelle home and take advantage of terrific year-end deals. Don't settle for second best when beautiful Chappelle homes are available. Buy with confidence. Buy Chappelle. Visit ChappelleFallCountdown.com today. Dave Fowkes with your Bay Area's best traffic.
All right, thank you, Dave. Mostly sunny this afternoon. The Blue Angels are now flying over the bay doing their practice sessions. Partly cloudy for tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow after some morning fog, and it'll be a little bit warmer. 63 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. I can't help. I was never going to mention this, but here's a physician who's blogging on the subject, and I'm curious what you think about this. It concerns Catherine Zeta-Jones and her husband, Michael Douglas. As you know, he has throat cancer, recently diagnosed. She's been quoted. Her fury has been quoted, really, that it was not detected earlier. And you got to sympathize with her. I understand her fear and her anxiety, and anger and even denial are expected reactions to bad news. Now, he's reacting a little more humbly without having to blame anybody. These things sometimes just don't show up. I don't know the details, truly. If you really want to get throat cancer diagnosed, you got to shove a pipe down your throat. It's not just saying, ah, right? And evidently he had gone to a couple of doctors with a sore throat. And that's something that happens all the time. And usually doctors will tell you, let's wait a little bit, see what happens. They give you a pill. Because once again, everybody with a sore throat can't get, you know, get the scope. So I don't really have too much of an issue with that, because I don't know the details. And also, I have to say something that, of course, I wouldn't expect her to know. You know, some cancers, when you pick them up early, you save someone's life. You know, colon cancer, a cervical cancer. I like to think breast cancer in most cases. But other cancers, picking it up early doesn't seem to make a difference, like lung cancer or throat cancer. And it's one of those. So it probably wouldn't have made a difference. But the thing that's missing is her statements, of course, lack any recognition of his role in the cancer. And this is something I theoretically often object to. It's almost some people's attitudes towards doctors. It's as if that we made you sick, that somehow it's all our fault. And he was a smoker. I don't know how heavy a smoker he was. I don't know when he quit, if he quit at all. But certainly that's a part of it, isn't it? And the doctor, the blogger here, says, anger and denial are expected reactions. However, I hope she doesn't go in a series of talk shows imploring viewers to rush out to the doctor to have a scope shoved down their throat to look for cancer. It would just be another technophilic waste of American healthcare dollars. So what do you think about that? Is she overreacting? Is it a fair criticism, given the lack of data, etc.? Let's see. Something a little lighter here. Oh, yes. Commonwealth Games happening now. And, you know, at Olympic Games and big-time international athletic events, they hand out condoms. Free condoms in 1992 Olympics in Barcelona. It's a tradition. Sydney Olympic Games. Athletes quickly used up 70,000. I mean, they're athletes. There's a lot of other sports going on there besides the javelin, forcing organizers to supply another 20,000. 2004 Athens Games, 130,000. Beijing, Winter Olympics in Vancouver, 100,000 condoms provided for athletes. Now, are they being used or are they just walking out with their pockets stuffed? I remember as a young teenager, I always carried one in my wallet. Carried it so long it made a little ring in the leather in my wallet. It never got used. Little, I'm probably lucky because if I had, the latex would have been disintegrated and it wouldn't have been effective. Nevertheless, what's happening now, I have a little evidence about whether they're used or not. Game organizers are now battling to clear clogged sewage drains after thousands of non-biodegradable contraceptives flushed down the toilets in the first week of the event. So I'm happy to report to you they're being used. The study about American lies, the gist of this is that while we do seem to every year live a little longer, a little longer, a little longer, it's not increasing as fast as some other countries. And this team at Columbia University think it's our healthcare system. And they looked at the usual suspects, obesity, traffic accidents, high murder rates, etc. Those were not the culprits. And they're figuring here that our healthcare system, which is costly and specialized and fragmented, certainly, are playing a large role in a poor performance in life expectancy. And the other stuff you've all heard, you know, we spend twice as much as any other country. They compared U.S., Australia, Austria, Belgium, Britain, you know, all this. And they get into Republicans trying to undo healthcare reform. Married couples with daughters more likely to divorce. What, where's all that sugar and spice? They claim that having a daughter can boost a couple's chances of getting a divorce. Not only did the study find couples with sons more likely to stick together, it discovered there was a greater chance of unmarried pregnant women getting hitched if they were expecting a boy. Women and daughters more likely to divorce, according to a new study. Divorced mothers of daughters were also less likely to remarry and stay married than those with sons. Couples with a firstborn girl more likely to divorce than parents of a firstborn boy. The breakup factor rocketed to 10% when there were as many as three daughters. One of those kind of studies. How do you know? And what could possibly be the explanations? I'll leave it up to you. Does New York State have a right to tell people on food stamps what they can and can't buy? Request made by the USDA, which finances, sets the rules for food stamp programs, is part of an aggressive anti-obesity push by the mayor of New York. That's also included advertisement, stricter rules on food sold in schools, unsuccessful attempts to have the state impose a tax on sugary drinks. Public health experts greeted the mayor's proposals cautiously, saying a more equitable approach might be to use educational campaigns to dissuade food stamp users from buying sugar drinks. And it gets into this idea, can we legislate all this stuff? And why would you allow someone to have, I mean, why not limit access to cheese and butter and steaks? I don't know. I just throw it out to you. Well, this will upset some of you. You know, the omnibus autism proceedings, a special masters in charge have indicated the proceeding is winding down. It was established in 2002 to enable the U.S. Court of Federal Claims to deal effectively and efficiently with claims that vaccination has caused thousands of children to become autistic. To proceed efficiently, the parties agreed to process test cases for each general causation theory presented by the petitioner's steering committee. Two such theories were advanced: that the vaccines and thimerosal-containing vaccines can combine to cause autism, and two, thimerosal, that's the mercury-containing vaccines, can cause autism, and three cases based on each theory were presented. They had the hearings, you know the results of all this, and they ruled that neither of these theories were plausible, and they sharply rebuked the doctors whose treatments were based on these theories. Three families appealed, but the U.S. Federal Court of Claims upheld the special master's decision. 4,700 cases remain, but in order for them to proceed, the steering committee would have to substantiate another causational theory. They've indicated no additional causational theories contemplated, so the proceeding is likely to conclude after administrative details. Whew. I mean, what a a period in American science legal history. If you need me to reinterpret that, in other words, vaccines don't cause autism. Does it matter? Of course not. I'm talking about religion here. Women with morning sickness early in pregnancy less likely to miscarry. Not the first time researchers found that. They went at it a different way and indeed found 89% of women had some degree of morning sickness. 53% had vomiting as well as nausea. 11% miscarried before 12 weeks. Women who had no nausea or vomiting in the first trimester were over three times as likely to miscarry. Now, what happens, see, if you're going to miscarry, the baby may die. Maybe hormones are not being produced and causing morning sickness. But I've always told women this. It's a good sign you got a healthy pregnancy that you have morning sickness. We talked about this once. I think a caller called this program and brought it up. It's always been out there as a theory. Athletes who want to increase the oxygen carry capacity of their blood can train at high altitude. You know, when you move to a higher altitude, you make more red blood cells to deal with the thin air. But what about heart failure patients? Well, they're testing now the hypothesis whether the same technique used by elite athletes can help some of our sickest heart patients to exercise and function. They're going to simulate high altitude training by sleeping in sealed tents where oxygen levels mimic the thin air at mountain elevations to try to improve performance. It'll be very, very interesting. Four-hour sessions in the tent where they can slowly lower the oxygen levels. Here's a whole bunch of products. We've talked about them coming on the market. You know, Fear Cells, to block radiation from your cell phone. Remember, 99.9% of scientists don't think there's anything here, and I'm among them. That doesn't stop marketers here. And some of them are funny. A plethora of radiation cutting options are popping up. One is a radiation shield, and it's like big, these discs you stick on the phone and neutralizes radiation. Of course, here's a professor of physics who says, you know, if those discs really did absorb and reflect radio waves, all that would do would ruin your reception, right? And you risk the cell phone turning up its intensity because it's having trouble communicating. The FTC, which has taken enforcement action against two companies selling such devices, warns consumers there's no proof these gadgets work. You can even buy a T-shirt that's made of silver threads that's supposed to block and absorb radiation. There's an app here made by Talkon Limited in Israel that low levels of radiation will show up as an icon on the screen is green. This is for Android phones. And intermediate level yellow and red. For iPhones, there is a case that contains... Now, you don't want to do that with iPhones. They have trouble already with the reception, right? The iPhone 4 pulls radiation away from your head and releases it out the back of the phone. Whew. Okay, I love this one. It's another way of saying the same thing I've been telling you about. You thought, I want to boost my immune system. I go to the health food store. It says if I take this pill and I take this supplement to boost my immune system. Boosting your immunity and you have a cold is the last thing you want to do. It turns out viruses, cold viruses, don't harm your cells as much as we thought. Actually, no sign of damage in nasal tissue. What happens is it's your immune system that causes all the swelling and all the mucus and all the drip drips. The symptoms aren't caused by the virus, but by your body's immune system response. They found here that by giving people inflammatory mediators that the body makes itself, you know, cytokines and prostaglandins, etc., but no viruses, they reproduce the common cold. And strengthening your immune system would be the worst thing you can do. First of all, none of these supplements do that. And if they did, it would once again backfire on you and make your disease worse. Another story here about taking antioxidants. If you're an athlete, it turns out that the oxidants, I have to use the easier words here, oxidizing elements in your body when you exercise are the things that stimulate your body to get used to exercise and help you build more muscle. So when you take vitamins and you're an athlete and you inhibit your body's ability to do that, In other words, you don't want to have an antioxidant, too many antioxidants in your system. You want the body to do what it does. And they found here that athletes taking the vitamins, they had increased men not taking vitamins, increased insulin sensitivities. Those taking the vitamins, it decreased their insulin sensitivity. And in animals taking pharmaceutical-grade antioxidants, it backfired. It backfired. Okay, friends. Here's another new study and something you want to know about. Happiness. What's going on in your life? What's going on today? You happy? Research has come up. Research is a list here of what really does make you happy. And we're going to look at the big picture about your happiness throughout the course of your life. And there's very, very specific things that make people happy. Some of them are not what you think. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-8255 or 548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
For me, the end of a long day meant the beginning of a much longer night of trying to breathe better and get some sleep. Then I exercise my right to breathe right with new Breathe Right Advanced Nasal Strips. They open my nose the instant I put them on. Wow, I breathe better, I sleep better, I feel better. And you can too.
Exercise your right to breathe right with new drug-free Breathe Right Advanced. Get two free strips at BreatheRight.com.
Hey, it's everyone's right to breathe right.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bare AM, an extra strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue. So you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bare AM, the morning pain reliever.
Babies will do everything they can to keep you from sleeping. And they'll do this for well over a year. They'll throw up on your sweater, in your hair, and all over your car. They'll not only poop in their pants, they'll poop on your pants. They'll pull your hair and quite literally bite the hand that feeds them. They will talk nonstop between the ages of 6 and 9, but they won't say a single word to you once they turn 13. And when they do, it'll likely involve disagreeing at rather high volumes. Still, you will love them like nothing else, and you will do anything and everything you can to keep them happy and healthy, and so will we. At Kaiser Permanente, we offer families the tools they need to grow up and grow old together, from prenatal care to postnatal care to pediatric care and beyond. Because although there's nothing that makes us crazier than our kids, there's nothing that makes us happier either. Kaiser Permanente, may your family live long and thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, it's time for Dr. Dean on call.
Yeah, my question is concerning
nutritional GNC product. I'm starting to lift weights again, and I'm trying to get some added muscle mass, not because I want to, you know, look good or anything like that. It's got everything to do with the fact that, you know, I'm pushing 40, and I'm still working a blue-collar job. Do I need to be concerned about buying these dietary supplements? Is it going to, will it not cause any detrimental effects to my internal organs?
Well, it's funny you asked the question. Well, 40, by the way, you're over the hill. There's nothing going to help you there. You know, it's funny the question is, will they cause any detrimental effects? You've eliminated the most important question, which is, will they help you? Will they help you build muscle mass? And I got to say, here's another way of answering the question. If there were anything in a health food store that would help you build muscle mass, every athlete in the world would take those products. We all want a way around the hard work, but it's also about fun, isn't it? I understand your quest for fitness, and that's a good deal, and you want to feel good about yourself, and I would support you in that, of course, wholeheartedly. But it isn't about, you know, eking out every last physiological muscle fiber that you can. And there have been some research. I mean, protein, that's the most common thing you'll find in the health food stores. And there's some research in, you know, world-class athletes working out really, really hard, need to have a good supply of amino acids in their bloodstream. But for the average person who's not working out 8 hours a day, I just don't think there's really anything that'll make a big difference except a good workout. All right? And I want to remind you, that is a way you can reach us 24, that's right, I mean 24 hours a day. You call the show number 800-548-8255 and just leave your question on the machine, and we'll answer it here on the air. All right? Let's talk to Roberta. How you doing, Roberta?
Hi. I have always had this knee-jerk reaction whenever I'm around a noxious fume like cigarette smoke or gasoline fumes to immediately switch over from breathing through my nose to breathing through my mouth. And I'm just wondering if that really does save my lungs a little bit, or is it just a silly thing to do?
Yeah, that's funny. You know, I've done the same thing. It seems like if something smells bad and you breathe through your mouth, there's less of a smell, obviously, because smell receptors are up in your nose, but they're connected. So that's why flavors of food really come more from your sense of smell than from your taste buds on your tongue. So you hold your nose when you're eating, it kind of greatly decreases your sense of taste, and that's why a cold influences it. No, it doesn't really spare. As a matter of fact, I can make a case it's worse because the air isn't as moisturized as it would be going through your nose. The air is not filtered as it would be going through your nose. So your nose, the little hairs and mucus in your nose filter out particulate matter, certainly. And then it also humidifies the air to make it easier on your lungs. So if you were to be a mouth breather all the time, it could make it worse, all right? Let's talk to Rachel. How you doing, Rachel? Rachel, you're on the air. Yes, go right ahead.
Know how bad smoking pot really is for your health, and if vaporizers really make that much of a difference.
Well, it's all relative, of course. Smoking any burning vegetable matter isn't going to be good for your lungs and your respiratory tract, but marijuana is, and this isn't just me. I think kids and everybody should become potheads. I'm just trying to be factual here. Marijuana is actually remarkably easy on your health, and as a matter of fact, seems to improve a lot of things. And I wish I could tell you why. Some people say the reason it doesn't seem to cause lung cancer and can actually be helpful in some inflammatory conditions is that it contains a lot of raw, quote, antioxidants. I'm just thinking of our monologue today on that subject. And vaporizing surely decreases the irritation and anything negative that might happen from the burnt vegetable matter. Vaporizers simply raise the temperature to where the medicinal, the active ingredients vaporize, but there's no combustion. In other words, the marijuana doesn't go up in smoke. And that's actually, by the way, most people don't realize how cigarettes and even joints work. The part that's on fire isn't doing anything for you. It's right ahead of it, right behind the fire. So when you're sucking in on a cigarette or on a joint, the heated part, the fire part, just behind it is heating the temperature up enough so the vapor is coming through. All right, we're going to talk about happiness. It's a critical issue to all of you, and we're going to see how you want to sum up your life and see what things here, according to this research, really make you happy. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The noise over the bay this afternoon comes from the Blue Angels, taking some practice runs before their performance at Fleet Week this weekend. Caltrain, as expected, has voted to cut service, cutting it in half at some times of the day and raise fares by 7%. New economic reports show companies are laying off fewer workers and advertising more job openings, but economists say the change is not enough to lift the economy, not yet. The Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded today to Peruvian writer and one-time presidential candidate Mario Vargas Llosa. And 9 months after the earthquake in Haiti, Refugees International says more than 1 million people are living in camps. The humanitarian response appears paralyzed. This is KGO.
The level of service is top-notch. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Marion from San Francisco found her Mercedes waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ and 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. You can, too. Call or go online to shop over 400 new and certified pre-owned Mercedes from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. You can even schedule a VIP test drive at your home or office. And during the fall event, new 2011 C300 start from just $37,780, five at this price at each location. And at 1-800-NEW-BENZ and 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com, you'll find excellent service, too, like Lorraine from Oakland.
They were so patient with me. The service manager was unbelievable.
The fall event is going on now at 1-800-NEW-BENZ and 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
Excludes C350, 4MATIC, and AMG models. Expires October 11, 2010.
It's a refreshing experience.
Paid for by Stop Hidden Taxes. No on 25, yes on 26. A coalition of taxpayers and employers with major funding from Cal Business PAC. Sponsored by California Chamber of Commerce and Small Business Action Committee PAC.
While families struggle to make ends meet, some local politicians are scheming behind closed doors.
How do we get voters to go for these new taxes?
What if we call them fees?
Then we can pass them ourselves. Give ourselves another raise.
Some local politicians have been funding big salaries and outrageous benefits and perks with a loophole, imposing hidden taxes on food, beverages, gas, and more. They call these taxes fees, and fees don't require voter approval.
Voters never need to know.
Prop 26 protects our right to vote on local taxes or fees, no matter what they're called. It stops hidden taxes in their tracks. That's why many groups, like the California Taxpayers Association and the Small Business Action Committee, say vote yes on 26. It closes the loophole and requires fees to be approved by voters, just like taxes.
Do you wear socks to hide your toenails? Afraid to wear open-toed sandals? Stop hiding your toes. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES and get rid of embarrassing toenail fungus now. Using a patented new laser treatment, the doctors at 800-NEW-TOES eliminate toenail fungus, unlike other treatments that don't kill the fungus. It takes as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask one of their patients.
If you really want to have really great, beautiful toenails, I recommend that you do it, because believe me, it does work.
There's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. And every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist, like Bob from Redwood City.
Thanks to 800-NEW-TOES, my toenails look perfect.
Get rid of your toenail fungus now. Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment, or go to 800newtoes.com. With 7 locations, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES and put your best foot forward.
Stop by the Home Depot today and get 10% off every appliance of $398 or more. And with free haul away and delivery on great brands like GE, Maytag, and LG, we're lowering the cost of getting things cooking, or cleaning, or washing, drying, freezing, or baking. All with 10% off and free haul away and delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 20th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Your car takes care of you, now take care of it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in your engine. Use gasoline that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
You know this one? Life's journey is not to arrive at the grave safely in a well-preserved body, but rather to skid in sideways, totally worn out, shouting, "Holy cow, what a ride!" Well, let's talk about that for a second here. Here is a study of 150,000 people that has challenged something psychologists have been telling us for years, that there's a set point for happiness. That kind of regardless of what life brings, the set point theory says happiness levels tend to be pretty stable. A big life event could create a boost of joy or certainly a crush of sorrow, but within a few years, you go back to your predetermined level of life satisfaction. Well, they followed people for 25 years and were really surprised to see happiness levels shifting by one-third or more, sometimes even more than that. People with a lot of money, it turned out, are more satisfied with their lives, but mainly due to the more interesting and challenging jobs that they have. I find this fascinating. Money is simply a byproduct of a good and satisfying and interesting job. If you want to be satisfied with your life, you must spend time with your friends and family also. So let's get down to the bottom line here. By the way, 38% of these people changed their happiness levels by 25 percentile points or more during the study period. A quarter of people changed by 33 and a third percentile, and like 12% of people can change 50%. So there's hope, Bunky. I'll quickly go over the factors they found bring long-term happiness. First, marriage. The personality trait of your partner influences people's happiness. Neuroticism, we were just talking about neuroticism the other day, which is a tendency towards anxiety, emotional instability, and depression, was most influential. People who married or partnered with neurotic people were less likely to be happy than people who married non-neurotic types. Two, people assigned relatively high value to altruistic and family goals compared to career goals were happier. Women were also happier with their male partners when they ranked family high on the list. Work, not too much and not too little. Ah, that's it, isn't it? You know, most people think, oh, I'm a little tired of the job, and then they wind up with nothing to do, and that destroys people more quickly than a really tough job, don't you think? People's happiness matched how well they felt their work hours matched their desired work hours. In other words, people who worked more or fewer hours than they preferred were less happy. Working less or being unemployed was worse than working too much, because, of course, you have to factor unemployment's a financial blow. And then social interaction. Also, working out, regardless of your body weight. And then under social is going to church, for those of you who do. And they don't know whether researchers say whether happiness is related to religious view or actually the social circle that religious organizations offer. And everyone's now jumping on, oh, that set point theory, never credible to begin with. It's always funny. The retrospectoscope is always accurate. All right, let's talk to Frank. How you doing, Frank? Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Got a question regarding the woman who just spoke about the studies that have shown that cigarettes cause more cancer than smoking marijuana. And I've always wondered about that because I've never heard them mention if they've factored in the fact that, even though cigarettes have a lot more chemicals in them, formaldehyde, they put stuff in there to keep them burning so they don't go out when you put them in an ashtray. So there's a lot more junk in cigarettes. But I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but most even chronic pot smokers, I can't believe they would smoke 20 joints in a day on a regular basis for years.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Frank. Although there was a study done recently where they're trying to make the case how bad pot was for you, but they couldn't do it even when they labeled heavy users. Now, hang on. Now, those of you who've ever smoked marijuana know this is a huge number, 15 joints a day. We don't have to even talk about abuse versus use in that one. And then, of course, your question raises something else, though. Excuse me. Does it matter in that, are we saying that if we were to allow or legalize another mood-altering substance on the market, that it has to be absolutely perfect in terms of health? Does it matter if it indeed is bad for your health? When you look at the basic and fundamental aspect of this from a political point of view, and that can we really say we have a free society when government says you have to smoke cigarettes if you're going to smoke anything, if you're going to drink your drugs, it has to be alcohol, the two of them combined, the medical, psychological, and physical mayhem induced by them, of course, is horrible. So someone who tries to make a case, well, marijuana, it's bad for your health, even though it's hard to make that case, even if you could make that case, is that a viable argument? In other words, what would be, from a theoretical point of view, if I said to you, I think we should make all mood-altering chemicals illegal. I think cigarettes should be illegal. I think alcohol should be illegal. Pot should be illegal. Everything like that should be illegal. Would you support that? Just speaking from a theoretical and a pure political and legal aspect. So you can see the issues that are involved here. And we're going to, next week, we're going to dig into this because, as you know, there's a proposition on the California ballot that's just bringing a lot of interesting discussions to the fore and creating the strangest political alliances I have ever seen. You have the Mexican drug cartels on the same side as U.S. senators. And then what about the political parts of it? Conservatives versus liberals. I would think that conservatives, I mean, we know in terms of conservative political theory, less government, right? Less interference in our lives, and some of the greatest, you know, William F. Buckley and what's his name? Won the Nobel Prize for Economics. Friedman, right? Am I getting it right? Glenn Beck. You can go down a list of conservatives who are for legalizations in a, you know, they're trying to be true to the roots of the Republican Party, and you Democrats seem to support legalization more, even though they also have come up with a lot of the rules, heinous rules about all this stuff. And you'd think that Republicans would be smart and say, hey, listen, we should legalize it so we get all the Democrats to become potheads and take them out of the political process, right? So we'll see. We'll see. It's interesting at so many levels. And as I said, next week we'll try to dig into some of these issues. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. 18 nurses standing by, no waiting.
Excuse me, this is your brain. A word, please. Things are a bit cluttered up here. Information misplaced, words lost. With assistance, we can be back in tip-top shape.
Listen to your brain. Focus Factor is the number one brain health supplement trusted by millions to support memory, concentration, and focus. Scientifically formulated with key vitamins, minerals, and omega-3 fatty acids. You support the rest of your body, support your brain.
Focus Factor, superb. Presentation 3 p.m., remember?
Focus Factor, help your brain help you. Find Focus Factor wherever vitamins are sold.
Okay, listen up. If you're like me, your nose just refuses to cooperate with the idea of a good night's sleep. It's stuffed up, congested, you can't breathe, you can't get the shut-eye you need. And if you're like me, you'll fight back and get new Breathe Right Advanced. This little strip opened my nose the minute I put it on, and pow, like a breath of fresh air, I was breathing better and sleeping better.
Exercise your right to breathe right with new drug-free Breathe Right Advanced. Get two free strips at BreatheRight.com.
Come on, tonight it's your right to breathe right.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bare AM, an extra strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue. So you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bare AM, the morning pain reliever.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hear that? That's the sound of recovery, of small businesses beginning to grow again. And at Chase, we're doing our part to help. We've committed $10 billion to small business lending. We're making loans more affordable with our lowest rates in years. And now we've designed the only loan that actually rewards you for hiring employees. Introducing the loan for hire only from Chase. Hire a new employee, get a lower rate. When your small business is approved for a new loan, you get an immediate half-point rate discount for each new employee you hire, up to three employees. And if your business checking is also with Chase, you'll get another half point on top of that. That's as much as 2% off our lowest rates in years, which could save you thousands of dollars. It's the loan for hire only from Chase, the only loan designed to reward you for growing your business. Visit a branch or go to chase.com/loan for hire for details. Chase what matters.
Some restrictions, requirements, and fees may apply. Offer expires 12/31/2010. All lines of credit are subject to approval, not valid in combination with any other lending offer. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
You may have heard about SolarCity's no money down solar lease. It's changed the industry by making solar affordable for everyone. But listen to this. Now, I'm going to guess you had a little trouble understanding that. I said with SolarCity, you can save on electricity from day one. Of course, I said it backward because that's exactly what your electric meter does with solar. It actually spins backward with savings. You won't believe how satisfying that can be. Of course, to save money on solar power, you need to get solar power. And the best place to get it is from SolarCity, the company that's helped more people save money with solar than any other in the country. That's backward for spin your meter backward. Find out how much you can save by using our savings calculator at GoSolarCity.com. GoSolarCity.com. For more information, call 877-988-SOLAR. That's 877-988-SOLAR. 877-988-SOLAR. Solar City. Affordable solar power for your home or business. 20 release, no payment to its sign.
Here are some actual comments made by doctors, nurses, and parents about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
This is the only thermometer my 3-year-old granddaughter will let me use.
It's accurate and great for squirmy babies.
I can even take their temperature while they're sleeping without waking them up.
Just a quick scan of her head and bam, it's taken. It's awesome. I'd recommend it to anyone.
As a parent and a healthcare provider, this is the best one I've found.
Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Home model. Available at Sam's Club and other fine retailers.
Every time BevMo has the 5-cent wine sale, people wonder, why 5? Is it because of the 5 oceans? Or the 5-second rule? The Fifth Amendment? 5-minute abs? Hurry! The BevMo 5-cent wine sale is on! Club Bev members buy one wine, get the second for just 5 cents. Choose from over 200 wines, like Coppola Diamond Petite Sirah, Gnarly Head Chardonnay, and Irony Pinot Noir.
Honestly, we just flipped a coin. A nickel. Save Mo at BevMo.
Wow, maybe very creative. Teachers are overwhelmed. There's too many kids in the classroom. Many teachers are just ill-prepared to deal with a kid who's different. It is preposterous to assume that every child in the classroom learns the same way. Every child in a nursery, the day that they are born into this earth, they are different. And if you've ever been in a nursery, you've seen that. Some kids are squawking and screaming and looking all over. Some are just mellow and quiet. And so I just think this is a dangerous precedent. I would question how they make a diagnosis like this, because behavior in the classroom, one-on-one, he's fine. Well, that's great. Then you know that maybe your child someday will learn better if the classrooms were smaller or would do better with a tutor, etc., etc. But no one has ever shown these medications create long-term success. We're struggling with it, but it's a soft diagnosis, and I just have questions about it. I can't interfere in the treatment of your child. That would not be appropriate. So I just would leave you with some doubt and skepticism, and let's see what happens. Remember, so one theorist thinks that ADD kids are the hunters and people without it are the farmers, that you need to be distractible to be a hunter. I have no idea, but it certainly seems to be genetics, seems to run in families, and I just think we need all kinds of different people in our culture and our society. And ADD people more likely to grow up and be their own bosses and have their own businesses. So it just isn't something that you completely, that you medicate with speed-like medications. All right? All right, it's time for our outpatient inbox. Heather?
Yeah, well, everything this writer does, he does in a hurry, apparently. Hello, can you, letter U, not Y-O-U, tell me what I can do about premature ejaculation, how it can be fixed, or what kind of doctor I should go to? Thanks, sent from my iPhone.
Sorry for giggling. See, it makes it seem like I'm laughing at a patient with a problem versus your commentary. It's actually very, very serious, and it is it's something, the more you think about, the worse it gets. This is totally, quote, curable. There are medications that can cure this. And you see, nature loves this, if you think about it. If you were Mother Nature, wouldn't you design a young man so he gets to the end quickly? I mean, think of our history. Think of human beings in more primitive times. The whole object is to fertilize a female, not to have pleasure for hours, not to see how many positions you can get into and how long you can drag it out. That's the privilege for older people, older men. That's why it's good to be old. The question is, is this a disease? Well, if it causes you dissatisfaction, that's a whole other deal. And we've gotten into conversations like this, and I've had some very interesting comments from women that this whole idea that the longer the better. And I listened carefully, and I think these women were on to something. And some women even proposed what's an ideal length of time. And evidently, 30 seconds is too short. So a man, usually when he thinks about it and gets anxious, it makes it worse when he's younger. There are medications, but you know the time-honored way is with a steady partner that you trust and you can communicate with. And that's critical, isn't it, to be able to communicate verbally with a partner? There are certain exercises, and I suppose in this day and age they're easily available online, where, you know, there's a series of touching and exercises to get to certain points and to learn it. There's a theory out there that men who have been circumcised have more of a problem as they age because the fine discrimination is lost, and they have to, because they lack sensitivity, have to get up to a certain point, and when they get there, it's precipitous, and they go over the edge more quickly. I can't address that because we don't have real proof about that. So either look up online some exercises you can do. And because it's about communication, and a lot of men, they feel inevitable because they are afraid to slow down, or they're picking up cues that the woman is giving them, and they're afraid to speak their mind and talk through what it is that they want. And then there's medication. They're like SSRIs, because that's one of the side effects of SSRIs, which are antidepressants, is to reduce a man's ability to get to the point he wants to get to. And so someone just renamed it and put them back on the market as a treatment for the condition. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Are you living with constant pain in your back, hip, or knee? Is it interfering with your life? Do you wish you could make it go away for good? Your best chance of success is at St. Francis Memorial Hospital, the Bay Area's experts in spine care, joint repair, and sports medicine. No need to run around town seeing different specialists with different opinions when you can get a comprehensive, customized treatment plan from a team of physicians and therapists under one roof. Pain can often be eliminated through physical therapy or lifestyle changes, but if surgery is the answer, St. Francis surgeons employ the most advanced, minimally invasive techniques backed by the latest computer navigation technology for the fastest recovery possible. Explore all your options. Come to a free seminar or follow St. Francis on Facebook or Twitter for tips on pain management and learn how other patients solve their pain problems. To get started, go to kgoradio.com/painpoints. St. Francis Memorial Hospital. Pain stops here.
It's the Santa Clara County RV Show at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds. Come to the biggest indoor display of RVs in Northern California, featuring huge end-of-the-year clearance show prices. Come save on 30 major brands of RVs, from tent trailers, campers, Class A's, B's, C's, and luxury fifth wheels at the Santa Clara County RV Show. See all the best names in outdoor recreation at one place, the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds, plus the best selection of pre-owned inventory in the state. Come save thousands, October 8th through the 17th.
I am Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where the cream of the insurance agent crop gets creamier. And this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save money on car insurance? Talk to a farmer's agent, whose mind I have personally honed into a tempered steel blade of cost-cutting, or do it yourself. The answer is the finely honed farmer's agent.
Chat with a farmer's insurance agent to see how you can save. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Do you have a recipe that is très magnifique? Then be sure to enter the My Simple Recipe Contest and win a trip to the world-famous Cordon Bleu Culinary Academy in France, or a weekend stay at Ramekin's Culinary School and Inn, or a $300 MasterCard gift card. It's easy. Submit your recipe, including at least two products from participating gourmet vendors, such as Morton and Bassett spices and Girard salad dressings. For entry forms and more information, visit your local Molly Stones or go to MySimpleRecipe.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Patricia. How you doing, Patricia? Welcome.
Hi there. I was wondering if you could enlighten the radio audience and discuss the relationship of impotence in males and the use of marijuana.
Oh, that's a very, very interesting and a good subject. And not the first time I've heard it. I don't know if there's a lot of, you know, big-time studies on it, but here's what can happen. If a man abuses marijuana, well, first of all, let's go back to the beginning. A lot of people use marijuana for reasons that don't make the, you know, don't make headlines, even medically. Probably the two most popular uses are for sleep and for a sexual boost, quote, aphrodisiac, but not for everyone. Some people, it claims it makes it more sensuous, they more sensation, feelings, and other people, it makes them too nervous. Abuse of marijuana has the opposite effect. It can reduce libido, can induce depression, et cetera. This is no drug in the world, whether you're talking use or abuse. Alcohol is great when you use it. If you abuse it, right, can destroy your life. So what happens? It can create anxiety. It can reduce libido. And can, and especially when a man believes that he kind of needs it to turn himself on and he can't get out of the habit. And is this something that changed in right in the middle, or is it a particular person who was like that from the beginning? Patricia?
Oh, no. I know from the research out there, there's a lot of information on that, and it's got to do with the change in the epithelial cells. But in fact, I was just Googling this again as I was listening to you. I know of two young people for whom it is a big problem.
Yeah, well, I would be less likely to think there's any physiological effect. There is something that happens in, you get a dryness. There may be an effect in fertility. I don't think that there's enough of an effect to cause, for instance, a testosterone or a hormone to change, but I think the effect is real. I think the effect is real. The problem is, if you go out in general with it, you're going to find a lot of men who tell you that use, as opposed to abuse, has the opposite effect and turns them on. And so that's the problem with all these subjects. Is do we condemn those? I mean, do we make it something not available to the general population because some people would abuse it? And that's an issue we'll talk about later on. All right, that's the program. Join us for the next one. Till then, be well.
World-class heart surgeons make Sequoia Hospital's Heart and Vascular Institute the best in California. Our surgeons have the best heart valve replacement survival rate in the nation, and most procedures are minimally invasive. And our heart valve volume ranks in the top 5% nationally. We're easy to reach in the San Francisco Peninsula. So please, learn more at SequoiaHearts.com. That's SequoiaHearts.com.
Cannery Row in Monterey is Northern California's favorite getaway. With luxurious oceanfront hotels, world-class dining, and it's a short drive to Monterey Wine Country's scenic wine trails. Each week through October 17th, you have a chance to win overnight lodging plus a fabulous dinner on Cannery Row. This week, win a two-night stay at the Monterey Bay Inn and dinner at the iconic Sardine Factory. For a complete list of prizes and to enter, simply log on to KGORadio.com and click on Cannery Row Wine Trails.
Can you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
SNG.
Who is it?
trick-or-treaters.
No, we're not trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, we're SNGers.
You mean as in SNG carpet?
Yeah.
Oh, how cute. You're wearing a carpet costume.
And I'm hardwood.
Well, your timing's off, kids.
Yeah, SNG's big We'll Pay the Sales Tax sale.
That was last month.
We missed it.
No. It's been extended.
What?
Yeah.
Extended?
Close the door. Get the car keys.
That means we still have time to get great quality carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, or vinyl
before the holidays.
And we don't have to pay any sales tax, plus SNG will beat any competitor's written estimate by 10%. Well, wait. How did you kids
know?
We
live here, Dad.
It's us.
And I'm Roland.
It's our kids out front. S&G's We'll Pay Your Sales Tax sale has been extended, so there's still time to get quality carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile and have it installed before the holidays. And as always, bring in any written estimate and S&G will beat it by 10%.
S&G, more than carpet.
In Almaden, Pleasanton, Cupertino, Santa Clara, or at sggcarpet.com.
Gilgrove, KJO, good day.